I just realized I've been talking and the volume has been off. That's one of the bad things about working when you're sick. I guess I'm making some mistakes here. So apologies. Had my mic muted to get started here. But this is office hours, you know, do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And haven't been doing it as much as last week. I've been sick. Ended up getting the flu. Finally went to the doctor and got some medication. So starting to feel a little bit better here, but still easing my way back in. We had our first office hours on Saturday after taking a big long break during last week. So appreciate everybody tuning back in, not forgetting about the show. We do have questions to get answered today. So let me get Saberson up and let me get some of these questions up on the screen and we will just jump right in. All right. First question, is there a good way with the starter package to build for single entry contests? Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, truth is I don't really do anything different for my single entry contests than I do for 20 max, 150 max. I'm sure some people do, but I don't think a ton changes. You know, the way that we typically like recommend people enter contests is not to enter, you know, one, not to enter two contests, right? But enter a lot of contests, get a lot of lineups down. And typically when you do that, you're going to end up with a lot of single entry and three maxes. You know, you're not going to end up with one or two. You're going to end up with, you know, 10 single entry and three max lineups total, right? And then as those approach like a bigger and bigger number, you're playing single entry, but you're playing them, you know, you're playing so many of them that you stop treating them as like just one individual lineup, right? And then the strategy kind of gets blended into like the same way you approach 20 max and 150 max contests, right? So that's kind of the way we do it. I'm happy to like talk about how I would do it on the starter package. So what I would do, right? Say I'm playing one lineup, you know, for tonight's slate. Well, first thing I want to do, right, come in, make two adjustments to projections to unlock my build button. If I'm on starter, I have 500 lineups. Okay, that's great. And a couple things you can do here, right? If you want to account for duplication, one of the best ways to do it is with a geometric mean aggregate rule, which would look something like this, where I would effectively go to add new. This number here on the right is going to depend on how many entries there are in the contest that you're primarily optimizing for, right? So for a bigger breakdown on how that all works, I would go to our support library, type in geometric, check out this video, how to ownership product and ownership geometric mean work. It will walk you through how to use it on all plans and different ways that, it's useful. So I checked that out, but that's something you can do here. It's not something you're required to do, but something worth mentioning for like a showdown type format. But then other than that, right, no real changes here in the home screen. Gonna click build. I will say one other thing. If you're gonna use geometric mean, what I would do is I recommend standardizing your ownerships. And what I mean is basically not letting anybody's ownership be 0%. Like all these guys who have like a zero, change them all to one minimum, because geometric mean is a multiplication formula. When you start multiplying by zero, it just makes the geo mean zero, and you kind of don't want that because it's not like an accurate number at that point. So I would at least make all of these like 1%. So that's one small thing I would change there. But aside from that, continuing, right, we build our lineups. I would make sure using this single game Saber score. This is our recommended metric if you're not using ROI here, right? And the big thing with it is that it takes into account this sim optimals metric. So what sim optimals is, and you can see it here, right, like this top lineup has like sim optimals of 10. When we are sampling the sims to build your lineups. The same set of players can be the highest scoring set for more than one sim. However, we're only going to put the lineup into your pool one time. That information is still useful because it kind of gives you some insight into like the lineup's win probability if it's constantly being the highest lineup. That's an important thing to be aware of, right? So we take that information into account in single game Saber score. So that's something that you want to be aware of. If you're building one lineup, honestly, what I like to do is a couple different ideas. I basically like to look at more lineups than what I need. And you can either like look at these and go in and kind of pick the one that speaks to you or makes the most sense, that you like the stacks and the players, something like that. Another way that I've done it is I will like find three or five lineups that I like, and then I'll just unique random it and just say, okay, I'm good with any one of these three or five. You know, they're all good to me. It's another way to do it. Or, you know, you can take the highest ranked one, and that's fine too, right? You just want to play one. So a couple different ways. I like the other approaches better just because it gives you a little bit more optionality. The truth is, you know, a lot of these lineups are probably fine, and it's okay to play, you know, whatever one speaks the most to you. But that's really all it is. You know, the biggest difference is between like contest sims in Saber Score. Like, people ask about like, oh, you know, what is like the difference when using it in Saber Sim? And honestly, you know, the contest sims are just another sorting metric, right? You're getting this superior sorting metric. But aside from steps here, I mean, the biggest difference is like you click the run contest sim button, the sorting metric changes, and then you use ROI instead of Saber Score. Everything else, everything else there ends up feeling really similar. So that's what I would be doing if I was building a single entry contest for NFL Showdown for tonight using Starter Package. All right, next question. Noob here. Question for anyone. Is it generally worth doing the 5-cent bets on FanDuel if you do enough of them? On all or most that I've seen, you can submit up to 150 lineups within the CSV. This seems to me like the equivalent of throwing crap at the wall and seeing if it sticks. But I'm into that strategy if it can work. For tomorrow, the 8K Sunday NFL Pooch Punt 5-cent entries up to 150 max. First place is 400. I understand that the more players who hit first place, that amount is divided up and so on. Okay, so the question kind of is like, hey, are these contests worth playing? And I would say yes. You know, the biggest reason I would say yes is really because this is probably like the softest contest that you're going to find on almost any DFS site, I would imagine, just because it's so cheap. And you got to remember, you know, 90% of the game is finding players. Plenty of people, you know, win in DFS simply based on game selection. And if you can play games where you are better than the average opponent in the contest, you know, you will win over the long term. And this is a great example of that, you know, playing this 5-set contest. Excuse me. Playing this 5-cent contest, you know, is a great option, and I wouldn't skip it. You know, it's going to give you a lot of lineups for a very good price of $7.50, and it'll help you to dial in your MME process. You know what I mean? You'd rather build a process for managing 150 lineups at the price of $7.50. Oh, excuse me. I felt so much better doing this show on Saturday, but kind of struggling today. So TLDR, definitely play these contests. They're very good, and the opponents are soft. And the other thing is that they overlay often, right? So if they don't feel, that's just more money in your pocket. Hold on one second. All right, I'm back. Thank you. All right. Next question. When doing a late swap in NBA DFS and after running contest sims, should I leave the exposures alone or do you recommend adjusting them to my liking? If I adjust them, should I run another contest sim to see how my changes grade out? So you don't need to rerun the contest sim. However, I would recommend making the changes that you want. Ultimately, you want the lineups to look the way you want to feel comfortable with the lineup set that you're entering at the end of the day. You never want to be like kicking yourself saying like, oh, I knew I should have changed this or changed that. Why didn't I listen to my gut? You know, typically your gut instinct is pretty good, right? So you want to listen to it. Obviously, probably don't want to go overboard. But I think, you know, I tell people like, hey, try and put in your best like 3 to 5 adjustments and then trust SaberSim for the rest of it. And if you do that, you know, you're adding value to the process in the places that you think matter the most. And if you do that, if you do that well, you're ultimately going to help the tool, right? The tool is good by itself, but there's always opportunities to add value, and that's what the best players end up figuring out how to do, and they do it well. So I think it's totally okay to adjust your exposures to your liking. And then on top of that, as long as the builder can meet your exposures, the only time I would rerun anything is if I'm adjusting exposures and I run into a, you know, couldn't meet exposures error message, then I would rerun the lineups and then I would rerun the contest sim. But if you adjust exposures and you don't run into those error messages, then there's no reason to rerun anything at that point since you've gotten to the set of lineups that you needed in the first place. All right, next question. For shorter slates, less than 4 games or showdowns, what filters or strategies do you use to build positive ROI lineups while avoiding heavy duplicates? All right, good question. Very relevant to this time of the year. So let's talk about like showdown, right, for NFL tonight. Talked about it on Starter. It's a question from an Ultimate user. So the first thing I would do, right, is go to my sorting metrics, go to add metric, and then create one, which is this geometric mean option, which it'll look the way it's shown on the screen. I just rename it so I know what it is. And then the geo mean is one thing that once you have that custom metric set up, you can filter for it here. I have a filter set up for geo mean, right? Someone we talk about regularly. And then typically what I'm trying to do is trying to just trash like the highest 10 to 20% of geo mean lineups that we have here to just get to lower geo mean lineups in my pool still available, right? So like that's one way. You could do the same thing with some ownership. You could do something with salary, right? Like cutting the max salary. Maybe I don't want to play 50K max. Maybe I want to do like 49.7 max, you know, and just get rid of some of the highest owned or highest salaried combinations of lineups. That could also help you. You know, those are 3 good ways right there to avoid higher duplicated type of lineups. The only thing I'll say is that for the salary one, I probably wouldn't use it in classic slates. I know the question was like less than 4 games or showdowns. For the classic, the, you know, 2, 3, 4 gamers, I'd probably be more willing to play max salary lineups. And then for the showdowns, I'd probably be more inclined to lower it. So I would say for showdowns, consider the salary drop. for classic slates, I would probably leave the max at 50K. All right. Next question. Is a contest sim used to avoid dupes? You can use it. So the reason I say you can is because if we go set up custom contest sim. I think that's the biggest thing right now. So apologies. All right. So I created a custom contest sim. I ran it. And then now we have the contest sim results down here. So with the contest sim results, there is this dupes characteristic. What the dupes does is it basically looks at the lineups in your pool that it's running through the contest sim. And then it looks at the field lineups that it's running the sim against, which are our field lineups to create the ownership projections. And then it's saying, how many times was this lineup in the set of field lineups? And so in this example, right, this top lineup that I'm looking at right here, it's in that set 12 times, okay? Now, remember that we only have 20,000 field lineups. So if this contest, which I think it has about like 100,000 entries, this is in there 12 times in 20,000. So then you have to multiply by like 5 because 20,000 times 5 is 100,000, which is about the number of entries. So then you could multiply your dupes by the same number, 12 times 5. So I can expect this lineup to be duped like 60 times or something, right? What if I don't want that? What if I don't want lineups dupe more, I don't know, than like 20 times, right? So then what I would need to be looking for is like dupes like less than or equal to 4 or something like that. So then I could filter for that. I could say, you know, show lineups with contest sim dupes less than, and I would say 5, right? And then when I do that, I can go and I can look, and then that put almost like about 175 lineups in the trash. That's another way to do it, right? So the contest sim is aware of how many times the lineups are duplicated, and then that does impact things like the ROI, because every time this lineup wins, well, guess what? It's splitting the prize with the other 12 lineups in the sim, and then, you know, that gets divide it up, and then and then that impacts how much money in the lineup wins over the long run. So contest sim is aware of duplication. You could also use contest sim metrics to account for duplication further. All right, next question. I've been running multiple contest sims and the projected fantasy points decrease with each run. Yeah, we don't really care too much about like the projected fantasy points, especially in showdowns, you know, typically. And maybe not care is like the wrong word, but we're definitely not optimizing for the highest projected lineups, right? If you want to optimize for highest projected lineups, then we'd always recommend going to the settings, switching build mode from sim to optimizer. Which what the builder will do in optimizer mode is build you highest projected lineup first, second highest projected, third, fourth, etc., right? But when you're building on sim mode, what we're doing is we are plucking a sim, excuse me, we're taking a sim from our sim database, we are playing it out, and then we are building you the highest scoring lineup under the salary cap, highest achievable lineup, and then putting that into your pool. And then after we do that, after the lineups go into your pool, then we put them through the contest sim engine, right? So there's two steps. Step one is lineup building. We're using game sims. Step two is the contest sim, where we take the lineups that we built for you. We put them in a contest behind the scenes with the field lineups. And then we use the game sims again to play out the actual contest or play out the slate. And then we do that over and over again, get all the ROI numbers, and then the lineups get ordered. So we don't think ranking your lineups by average projection is the best way to do that. You know, we think that, frankly, we think ROI is the best way, right? And sometimes, you know, you're going to find some lower projected lineups, but those lineups might be well correlated. Those lineups might have players with lower ownership, where when they do good, it gives you a clearer path to first place rather than competing against a bunch of other higher owned lineups that also have a lot of projection. So all in all, we don't think projection is like the end all be all for DFS. And we think there's a lot more components to it, which is why you probably will see the projection or average projection of your lineups that fluctuate more using SaberSim. All right. Caught up here so far. Taking a peek in office hours. Got one more question here. Let me get this one in the chat. All right, this one came in from Dark Horse. Question is, hey, Andrew, is there an advantage either way, edgewise, in using men best of five or women best of three lineups in tennis? Which would you suggest? Good question. I think that any quote-unquote edge that comes from this is going to be accounted for in the projections, typically. Excuse me. And the reason, right, is I kind of think about this as, like, in regards to, like, MMA. When you have, like, three-round fights and then you have, you know, five-round fights when we get, like, toward the main events and stuff like that. And five-round fights, you know, there's going to be more opportunities for striking, for takedowns, for, excuse me, like control time and all those things. But all that gets baked into the sim, right? So it's like, hey, we understand, you know, when these matches are longer, there's more opportunity for scoring, for fantasy points, and that. And when we're simulating it, as such, right? We're simulating it as a five, best of five or a best of three, right? We're talking about tennis here. And all of that gets accounted for in the projection. So I don't think that, you know, there's anything like being missed there in the projections. And I think that, you know, the builder and the team are very aware of those things. So I don't think there's too much you need to do as far as like targeting one or the other as far as your lineups go. Ooh, all right. Demetrius asks, can you show us an NBA build using autofill? Thank you. So to be clear, just to be transparent, I'm not playing NBA today. Haven't been feeling up to it, obviously, because, you know, I had the flu and stuff. So I can do a build. It'll probably be using direct fill. Just because I'm not playing, I won't have like a bunch of contests to play, which makes it harder to use autofill if I don't have a bunch of contests that I'm playing. But I can show you what it would look like. All right. 13th NBA, 6-game slate. All right. Let's go over to our build. Let's go 2,000 lineups. Couple adjustments, projections, kick this off. And we'll talk about autofill. So we're just letting the lineups run right now. And we're going to build 2,000 lineups for this example. All right, lineup's finishing now. Cool. So we're in the post build. And so if I was using autofill, right, I would obviously switch to autofill. At this point, you can run your contest sim if you have it. If not, you can stick with Saber Score. But remember that autofill is just a faster way of using direct fill, right? So the big thing with autofill is that if you have a list of contests, it's going to go through them one at a time, and it's going to apply any filters, any min-max exposures, any specific contest sorting, right? If you have contest sims, it's going to sort by each individual contest one at a time as it goes through the list. So that's why whenever you switch contests in like the screen, you're going to see this page filter, because it's effectively switching sorting metrics. And then for the next contest, it's switching sorting metrics again, right? And I'm trying to, you know, mimic this as if I was using autofill, which I'm not right now. But autofill is just a faster way of using direct fill and applying different sortings, applying exposures on a contest by contest level, applying min uniques on a contest by contest level, filters, etc. So hopefully I'm feeling up to it in a day or two here, and I could enter some contests and actually know I'm going to be around to update and play this late, and we could talk about it a little bit more. All right. I think I saw one more question coming in here. Yeah, we got a couple more. All right, this one came in from Notes. Question is, does it matter if you're using old Saber Sim or new Saber Sim? And when you're Ultimate member, do you have to adjust any settings when you add the contest, or does it do it for you? So I haven't used old Saber Sim in quite a while. So I don't know if the contest sims auto add for you on there. I know they do on new. They might not. You might have to do them manually. I know that's something that you used to have to do, and that's something that we updated for. It's like, hey, we know people want to use the contest sims. Why don't we just create it for them? So we try to do a lot of that stuff now, especially. But as far as like biggest differences, is really just like the workflow. Remember that the game sims are the same, contest sim engine is the same. There's no quality of lineup differences between the two, but it's mostly just like, I'm positive old does not have direct fill and auto fill. Some of maybe like the way the app looks, I think that, you know, it has like the accordions over here on the side, as opposed to like this little drop down option, or like the list across the top here if you scroll out far enough. So most of the biggest differences are all cosmetic, are all visual, and as far as the integrity of everything is going to be the same across all different versions. All right. I think we're all caught up there. Appreciate you guys bearing with me here. Still obviously getting better, and still obviously sick here. So slowly but surely getting better. Felt really bad not doing shows all last week. So did one on Saturday. It went okay. Today went a little bit worse, I'd say. So appreciate you guys bearing with me, though. But I'll be back in about 30 minutes. Got a couple of build reviews that we got to get done here. People have been waiting, so want to make sure we knock those out. But until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.